And now, the further future adventures of Starship Winkler. In today's episode, the captain is making travel plans.
Sparks, open up a frequency to Price Expediosity line.
Yes, Captain.
Hello, and welcome to Price Expediosity line. How can I help you?
Well, I'll need a room.
Are you traveling alone?
Yes.
Oh, that's a shame. Never found the right woman, huh?
Well, there was this... No, wait, just book me a bed.
King, queen, full twin, Murphy, or bunk.
King. You never know.
Well, as long as you're convinced. All right, name your price.
Name my price?
That's how it works. Name your price.
$6?
$6 it is. Let's plug it in here. Bippity, boppity, boo, and... Sorry, you were outbid.
By how much?
A penny. Someone bid six. Oh, one.
Who?
Oh, boy. I just booked a room for $6.01.
Well, will the captain ever make a good bet bid? Tune in next time when we hear...
Here's one for $602.
I'll take it.
$1,000.
No! Oh, damn dramatic pauses.
On Starship Winkler. The captain is preparing for a planetary visit.
Explain to me again, Mickey, why I need to go through security on my own ship.
Sure, and it was that attempted underwear bomber, Captain.
Underwear bomber? That was 238 years ago. We don't even wear underwear anymore here in the future.
Who doesn't wear underwear anymore?
Well,
All right, I'll be skipping that step, Commando Cody. Personal fix in the tree.
The captain emptied his pockets.
I thought you said you didn't have any underwear.
Those, aren't mine.
And the boots.
And so the captain removed his boots.
Saints preserve us! Where'd the captain go? He disappeared!
I'm down here.
Ooh, look at the wee captain.
Very funny.
Are you traveling with your dear mother today, little fella?
Cut the corned beef, Mickey. Get me through security.
All right. Don't get your panties in a... Ooh, I forgot.
Mickey!
Just step through the scanner.
Now what?
Oh, I'm sorry, Captain, but you have to be this tall to ride the beam.
Well, will the captain ever be tall enough to ride the beam? Tune in next time when we hear...
There, I'm tall enough.
Tippy toes don't count.
A Starship Winkler. The captain is preparing to beam down.
Well, I'm ready to beam down, Mickey.
But Sharon, you need to finish that grape slushy before I let you through.
What?
No food or drinks beyond this pint.
But I paid $6 for this. Why do you even sell them if you won't let them through?
Drink it or toss it.
I'll drink it. Oh, brain freeze!
Come on, who's the jerk holding up the line?
Hey, that's Captain Jerk to you, Missy.
Wait a minute, Mickey. I have an idea.
Ooh, in that wee frozen brain of yours?
What if you beam me down, then beam the grape slushy into my stomach?
Say, not bad.
All right, let's do it.
Slushyless, the captain beams down.
Okay, I've beamed down, Mickey.
Aye, Captain Obvious.
Beam me my slushy.
And so, the slushy was beamed down to the captain.
Mickey?
Captain?
Why are my pants full of grape slushy?
Well, will the captain ever get his $6 worth of grape slushy? Tune in next time when we hear...
And why am I still getting brain freeze?
On Starship Winkler! In today's episode, the captain has just beamed down.
Mickey, it looks like I left my captain boots in the x-ray bin at the security check.
Oh, look, here they be, Captain.
If you could just beam those down to me.
Hurriedly, Mickey beams down the captain's booties.
Did you be locating those boots, Captain?
Mickey, the boots seem to have become fused to my ears.
Oh, by the blood of Saint Nike. Sure, and I'll be fixing that for you.
And in a twinkle, Mickey removes the footwear from the captain's ears.
Ooh, how's it being now for you, sir?
Well, the shoes are on my feet, but now my pants are missing.
Is that going to be a problem, Captain?
Is that going to be a... Mickey, what planet am I on?
The planet Mongoose, Captain.
And what do mongooses eat?
Mongooses eat snakes. Ooh, by the blood of St. Patrick, I'm seeing what the problem is.
Beam me my pants.
I cannot locate your pants, Captain.
Beam me yours.
But Captain...
Beam me your pants, Mickey.
Well, will Mickey's pants fit the captain? Join us next time when we hear...
Mickey, I'm chafing.
On Starship Winkler. The captain has just beamed down and must rent a shuttle.
Pardon me, I need to rent a shuttle.
Shuttle rentals, down the stairs, through the door, take the shuttle transport across the parking lot.
And that's where I rent the shuttle?
That's where you board the shuttle that takes you to the shuttle rental. It's located off planet.
Off planet?
It's on the moon.
Which moon?
Shuttle rental moon.
Please stop saying shuttle. So I have to leave the planet to rent a vehicle to come back to the planet, which is where I wanted to be in the first place.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then.
And so the captain bravely made his way down the stairs, across the lot, onto the transport, to the moon, where he rented the shuttle, returned to the planet, and at long last made his way to the hotel.
Hello, Mulgrew? I finally made it to the hotel. Where are you?
I'm right behind you, Captain.
What? How'd you get here so fast?
They beamed me right here.
They can do that?
Well, at least the captain arrived safely. Join us next time when we hear...
Why did I go through the whole stupid shuttle rental?
We need the points.
On Starship Winkler!